Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another great show here on a Monday. We are excited to be joined by Chris Childers from ESPNU Radio. We're talking a little college football and mostly the Disney destinations, his experiences with going down on a guy's trip and taking his family and just what it is like to get away from the stress of working in college football radio, which if you're not a college football fan, there's a lot of passion in that during the fall. So we get a lot of great feedback on what it's like to work in radio and escape down to Walt Disney World and Disneyland for some fun time with friends. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They're going to steer you clear of the crowds and help you have an awesome Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Check out all the great services they offer over at touringplans.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's the easiest way to support the show. You're going to get all your Prime benefits and it costs you nothing extra. So the next time you go purchasing anything online, click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1550 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hopefully you had a great weekend and your football team marched on to victory, unless you're Kansas. But they're having their own issues, so we're not going to talk about that today, but we might, because we have a very special guest today. And let me just warn you, because I know we have a wide and varied audience. And if you're listening down in Australia, maybe over in Japan, possibly in the UK, where you're thinking football is something totally different, I have a very special guest. And you're going to have to indulge me today, because, you know, there's one thing I love as much as Disney, and that is college football. That is right. I live for fall Saturdays. And today we have a very special guest from ESPNU Radio 84 on your dial over there. Full ride in SEC today, Chris Childers. How you doing, Chris, the show pony? How's it going? Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here. This is great.
Man, I'm so glad to have you, because I enjoy, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Obviously, that's how I make my living. But listening to you guys, now that I get it on my phone, since we can stream it now, SiriusXM gave us that ability. Every morning, I kind of take a quick break and go for a walk and get out of the office and enjoy you and Coach Neuheisel. You guys do a great show each morning.
I appreciate it, man. We have a lot of fun. Yeah, we kind of get off the beaten path a little bit, and I try to interject as much Disney as I possibly can on the show. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. I actually do 6 hours of radio every day, so I try to keep myself sane. So thanks for listening. Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love the Disney stuff. And especially, you know, because one of the things that you talk about on your show, and Coach Neuheisel, just he doesn't get it. You know, us Disney fans,
no,
we got to bond together.
Not at
we
all.
Get it. But you know, you talk about how many sleeps we have each week until the next college football game. And I think Disney fans get that. I have 92 sleeps until I go down in January. It's all about it.
Yeah, totally, man. And that's the way that it should be. Like, Neuheisel is just an old curmudgeon. I'll tell you right now. All he wants to do is go to his fancy Bel Air Country Club, and he wants to golf. I have tried to get him to go with me to Disneyland. I have tried to get him to go with me to Disney World. And I thought it would have been great stuff for the show, because you know I get all excited. I am so passionate about the parks. I'm so passionate about Disney. It's my favorite thing in the world. And I think for him to see me in that element and the jokes that he can make, and I mean, like watching me with characters and do princess meet and greets and stuff like that, which I would do gladly in front of him. I could care less. Like, you know, hanging out, we could do like a character. Imagine us and a character dining together and like the characters coming up and I'd be all excited. And like Chip would be like giving me a back massage and he'd be looking at me like I'm crazy. It would be perfect, but I can't get him. There's no childlike amusement or love or passion there. So I deal with that every day. It's a man who's old, white collar, and I think he's dead inside. There's no child at all. And it's really kind of sad to me.
Well,
quite
you know,
honestly.
I'm on your side there, totally. But I think Neuheisel, you know, he grounds you, which I think is his role in the show, maybe. You know, I love you interject the energy. I get it. My dad has worked in radio his entire life. So and let me just say, I love college football. Can't stand the NFL. My dad's the radio engineer for the St. Louis Rams. Used to be the St. Louis Rams, now the LA Rams. So yeah, that's I can't take that my Rams left. How do you feel about teams relocating real quick? And then we'll get into the Disney stuff. Because that's just tearing my heart out.
If they relocate to Nashville, I'm great with it. It's fine. So if like the Tampa Bay Rays or my White Sox, for example, decide they want to come to Nashville, I guess the Nashville Stars is the pick name. And like Dave Stewart and some guys have this group that they're trying to bring Nashville. Major League Baseball. So if they relocate here, I'm great with it. But like when the Browns left to go to Baltimore, that was cold. That was mean.
Yeah.
The Rams going to LA, that was cold. That was mean. St. Louis, great fan base. And it's weird too because like the Chargers are there. Like it seems like, I don't know, LA is just an odd kind of wild place. I love it. I go there all the time. I'm a big Disneyland guy. But you know, if they come here, it's good. I'll say that. If they come to Nashville, it's A-okay by me.
Well, I was fine with them coming from L.A. to St. Louis. I bought the paper and went out and got a shirt that day. And then, of course, they took them back. So, whatever. Anyway, let's jump into the Disney talk. So, what is your background with ESPN is obviously owned by Disney. And it sounds like what you need, I was thinking about this when you're talking about Coach Neuheisel, is that you need them to bring back ESPN the weekend like they used to have in the day and kind of force the issue down there.
Yeah, I wish. But like here's the thing with us. So ESPNU is just the naming of the channel. We don't work for ESPN. Oh, okay. We just work for SiriusXM, which totally stinks because you don't get – so it's the worst thing in the world. It's such a tease. Let me be honest with you. Because you know that if you work for the company, you get incredible perks. You get, you know, free admission to the park all you want, and you get huge discounts on resorts and all kinds of fantastic things. So we – get the naming situation, ESPNU, but we work for SiriusXM. So all the fun stuff that I would love to have, I do not get. So it's a real tease for me.
Well, you know, I listened to one of your shows. I think it was from what it was on YouTube. I was making my daughter listen to it on the way to cheer today, explaining I was getting ready to talk to you. I'm so excited. And you were talking about how Alabama is the empire of college football. You know, I like Bama. I'm a huge Saban fan. Because Gary Pinkle kind of came from that same tree. But
sure. One
of those things is that Disney's kind of compared to that. You know, they're taking over the world. You know, if they don't want to go up against you, they'll just buy you and acquire you. So maybe someday you guys will be a part of the umbrella. I would never give up hope.
I hope so. I mean, we're so close. I mean, we're ESPNU Radio. So we're right there on the verge of me getting that paycheck that says the Walt Disney Company. I was really close like a year ago, and I'll spare you the story. Just know it got really messy, but I had already started getting paperwork from the Disney company as an employee, and I was so freaking pumped. Like, tears coming down my eyes. Like, it said it had the mouse on it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's happening. I work for Mickey Mouse. It's so cool. And then it didn't happen, which it was kind of bizarre, but it didn't happen.
Well, when you wish upon a star. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Got to look for that. All right, so what's your background as far as the Disney destinations? Like, is this something you grew up with? I know you're in Nashville right now. I know you're also from Chicago originally, I think. What's the connection? Like, why is it so strong with you?
Yeah, so not really. So I went when I was 8 for the first time with my uncle, and I loved it. We went to the old MGM Studios and the Magic Kingdom. I don't remember anything like really specific about Magic Kingdom. I remember a ton about MGM Studios and the backlot tour and all that stuff. And I remember like Roger Rabbit themes things, and definitely left an impression on me. I remember that they were building Hollywood Tower of Terror when I went, and never got to ride it until much later. So I actually fell in love with the parks. I've always been a big Disney fan as far as movies and stuff like that. But when I had a child, and we started going, I had an excuse to kind of spend some more money and go into the parks and stuff like that. We went to Disneyland for the first time when she was 1, and I was just hooked. So after that, it was just every couple of months I was going to land, and then it turned into going to Orlando, and then kind of alternating all the time. I think since January combined, I've taken at least, I don't know, 8 trips combined to the two, I would say. I got an annual pass for both. So I don't have like the super premium one because you can kind of get away in land without doing it. If you can just schedule it at the right time and not having to pay a couple extra $100. But yeah, I got the AP at land. I got it at World. And it's what I like to do. I call it my golf.
Yep.
Because I know a lot of men like to go and they like to golf and get away. I can't stand golf. It's the worst thing in the world to me. It's too hot. And I know Disney World can be too hot. but it's like, it's way too hot. You're just sitting there chasing a white ball. I'd rather go hug Mickey Mouse, and I'd rather go ride Tower of Terror and be on Space Mountain or Hyperspace Mountain when it's in Anaheim, which is amazing if you've never been on Hyperspace. I took my buddy, who's a big world guy, on it back in August, and he was crying. He's like, what is this? I just went on the Star Wars amazingness that just happened. He cried a few times that day. Soaring Over California kind of got him a little bit because they had that for a little while last month. But yeah, and so it's my thing. I love it. It's what I think about nonstop. I work in college football, and I love college football to the end of the earth. But my thing away from it, I'm sure for you, like, Disney's your world, and your thing to kind of keep balance is college football. For me, it's the complete opposite. I am constantly, during commercial breaks or when Rick is kind of on a long tirade or whatever, I'm looking up stuff at World and Land and on Disney Shop and what kind of pins can I trade for online. And the blog trader's got some great stuff. Maybe he'll go get me something at Land today. And if I send him a DM right now before Rick shuts up, I can get him to get me the pin that's limited to 500 and blah, 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 blah. So I love Disney. I love it.
You know what? I got you a treat for coming on the show. I'll send you my, because I'm not a pin collector, the opening Skyliner pin. There you go.
Yes.
Headed to the room last weekend at Pop Century. There you go. So on your way, headed to Nashville. So no, but you know, I love that backstory because and that's why I really enjoy your show, because we have a lot in common. Like, I work in my basement, my wife's upstairs, and you were talking about the guy cutting the grass every time you open the mic. Happens to me every time too. We're living like a new house, and it's like a retirement community over in this neighborhood. We didn't know that until we bought the house. But, you know, it's one of those things. It is a getaway. And one of the things I love just as much as Disney is college football. So we are kind of flip-flop. So let me ask you this. So you go quite a bit. So when you go, like, if a lot of times in sports radio or, you know, radio in general, they'll do like a Mount Rushmore of college football teams or, you know, the conferences or so. So with attractions on both coasts, if you had to put a Mount Rushmore of your four top attractions, what would they be?
Radiator Springs Racers is up there at the top, and that's on the West Coast. That's a DCA, and it is just fantastic. It's like Test Track on steroids, if you will, with just amazing animatronics. And I love Lightning McQueen. I love cars. I'm a huge Cars fan. I just love the story and Mater. One time on my radio show, we had Larry the Cable Guy, and he did Mater for my daughter. And he's like, hey, Morgan, we're best friends. And it was like the coolest thing in the world. So much street credit preschool. So I'd put it up there. I think Soarin' is fantastic, especially if you wait and you get that center row at the top. It's just so good. I mean, if you don't have the blurried out of the Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal and stuff like that, and you're right in the middle, it's one of the great rides. I'd put that up there. Expedition Everest, I'd have to put in that mix as well. As far as roller coasters that Disney has, I think that one is just it's perfect. It's just such a perfect ride. And my favorite attraction of all is Haunted Mansion.
Wow, classic.
I just love, and Pirates would be, I wish I could add five, because Pirates would be up there too. And I like the differences, since I go to Land and World a lot. The differences are really kind of fun. Like, I just told you I took somebody to Land for the first time, and he went on Pirates and saw the restaurant that was there, the Blue Bayou, which was really cool. But I love the Haunted Mansion. And with the 50th anniversary, with all the gear, my bank account has been dying, man. I have been, like, with the hosty ghost and the pins, oh, my God, and the T-shirts. I mean, anything Madame Leota, too, I will chase it to the end of the earth. It's just, I love Haunted Mansion.
Man, that's a solid list. You know, one of our listeners here, Jeff, who's a big Ohio State fan, who I got to meet in Galaxy's Edge this past weekend.
Nice.
He's kind of freaking out that you didn't put Festival or Flight of Passage on there. Let's see.
You know what?
Do you get motion sick?
I'm sorry.
That one kind of gets me a little like I'm going to barf. I know, you know, you're riding a Banshee and you're strapped in and everything. Is that not make your list or what? Did you forget about it?
No, I just, you put me on the spot.
I was just trying to name
great stuff. And I was going from the West Coast first and just wanted to make sure Radiator Springs got it to do. And then I was coming east and I'm so sorry. You're right. I my bad.
All right.
Amazing attraction.
All right. Good stuff. So now, have you been to Galaxy's Edge?
I have. Well, I've been to the one in California a couple of times.
So
same thing.
You're a big Star Wars fan, right?
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. So what were your thoughts on going through that land? I mean, is it the Pandora? Is it better than Pandora? What do you think? Has Disney stepped up?
So I'm going back. I'm going to Orlando in November, and I cannot wait to go back. So first of all, my first two trips were amazing. I've done Savvy's workshop. Have you done it? Have you done the Savvy's?
You know, so I went down solo this past weekend to see Galaxy's Edge, and I wanted to do that, and I wanted to buy a lightsaber, but I would have not gotten back in the house if I'd have rolled in with a $200 lightsaber. I'd have been divorced. So I got you.
No, I understand. So here's the way I pulled it off. So I did it on my birthday. We had a reservation on my birthday. And so I was able to go ahead and say, this is what I want to do. I want this lightsaber. So I, you know, was able to not get the evil eye from my wife. So I did it. Let me tell you something. And I know it's $200 and 200 credits, and it's a lot. It's a big investment. It is one of the most spiritual, incredible, like everything about it feels special and real. And I just goosebumps thinking about it when I was there. I mean, like a tear in my eye. It's incredible. It's this whole thing. If you, and I'm sure you've watched video on it if you haven't done it.
Yes.
But the way that it's all themed with music and lights, and you get to pick your kyber crystal, and just everything about it is so cool. Now, what I'm excited about, I think it's fantastic. I think Batuu is wonderful. I thought Smuggler's One was great. I think it's kind of interesting. People are talking about lower crowds. Well, they opened up a land that was half open.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the number one attraction. Like, imagine opening up anything without the number one attraction. Yeah. It's not going to be a massive hit. So I don't know why people are so confused by that. Rise of the Resistance is – once that opens up, it's going to be insanity. And we all know it. So, but I think Smuggler's Run is fantastic for what it is. It's like the greatest arcade ride ever. And if you pilot it, it's great. I've done them all. I've done engineer, I've done pilot, I've done gunner. I would go pilot, gunner, engineer in that order, but they're great. But Savvy's, just everything about the whole thing and picking the scrap metal and all that's cool. So I thought it was great. But what's really cool, so now I've been reading the book, Black Spire, by Delilah Dawson. And what's amazing about that, and I, you know, it's kind of a bummer that it's not like required reading before you go the first time. And I don't even know if it was out the first time I went, but it makes so much more sense because you know who Savvy is. You know his background on the planet. You know what Oga is. You know, Oga's the Antina. Everybody wants to go there and get expensive drinks, but who's Oga? Well, Oga runs the planet. Oga is the gangster that essentially is the government, and everything kind of runs through her, which is kind of cool to know. So you pick up all these things that you didn't really know. How the Black Spire is ancient and, you know, essential to everything that the planet is based off of. So all that stuff that I've been reading in the book has been really, really cool. And so I can't wait to go back now, knowing what I know about Batuu. And I think it's going to be a whole new experience, especially if I can run into Vi Marati, who's the blue-haired girl who you're going to see in Rise of the Resistance, who's kind of the main character in a Black Spire. And I know she's running around and people don't really know who she is, but well, because they haven't read the book. And so certainly it'll make more sense, I think. But it's cool because Doc Ondor, you learn about him and his background and how you don't want to get on his bad side. And he's got 1,000 different ways to kill you and all kinds of different things you learn by reading this book. So I think going back, knowing what I know, is going to make it even cooler.
Well, I think that's one of the things Disney does so well is that there's multi-layers to all the lands, even to the attractions. You know, like you have read the book. You're going to get a lot more out of the land than somebody that's a casual fan. But I think even folks that aren't Star Wars fans, when they walk into the land, it's just amazing because you are absolutely no longer in Central Florida because of the sounds, the views and the atmosphere. And, one of our listeners right now tuned in, Cody, getting ready to make his lightsaber in an hour. So no spoilers, but anything, any advice as he makes his lightsaber?
Just, it is spiritual, and don't let the choice overwhelm you because it can be hard. Like, you get 4 amazing choices of different things. Like, they give you a set of things to use, but there's, like, 4 different options. So I went with, like, more of a traditional one, but they're all really cool. Just let the Force guide you, and it's the most, I'm telling you, if you don't cry at the end and you love Star Wars, there's something wrong. It is that freaking cool. And I'm telling you, anybody who told you it wasn't worth $200, you'll tell them BS. It was the greatest money I ever spent in my life. Ever. It's incredible.
I came home with this. This was my souvenir. My Diet Coke.
I've got some of that. Yeah, I've got some of that.
$6. I could still get back in the house when I get
my lightsaber. Is very close to me, too. I could get it.
So what color is your blade? I got to know that.
It's blue.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so yeah, good. Okay, good. I was gonna worry if it was red. All right, sweet.
I was tempted, you know, but even purple came up for a minute, but I went blue. I went blue.
Awesome. Okay, well, as we close out Galaxy's Edge talk here, reactions when you saw the Millennium Falcon for the first time? Because I'd seen it online a million times. My co-hosts sure. had both been there for the media previews and so forth. I was the last one to get there. I was so blown away, man. A tear.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so just detailed and incredible. It looks like the Millennium Falcon is parked there. Like, you're ready to see Han Solo and Chewbacca and... It's so authentic and it's so detailed, and I'm with you. And then when you stand next to it and take a picture, you're like, man, just the size of it yeah. is just overwhelming. So I'm with you. Like, when you turn that corner and there it is, like, and it's kind of weird because I think when you first turn the corner, you're excited because you know you're about to ride Smuggler's Run for the first time. It's a brand new attraction. You've never done it. It's super state of the art with the technology. So that in itself, but then you kind of forget because you're just like, whoa. There's the Millennium Falcon right in front of me, and it kind of blows your mind.
Yeah, I was creeping because my co-host Ricky told me, you know, she said that, you know, as you go into the land, just kind of walk on the perimeter and just take in the atmosphere before you go for all the, you know, the ogas and everything else.
Sure.
And I said, okay, you know, I just want to explore because it's kind of fun for once to not know what's happening. And I was just around every corner. I was nervous. Like, is this the corner that I'm going to see the Falcon? Nope, not this one. But then when I did, man, it was just.
Oh,
so incredible. Man, I need to go back now, too, in November. So what are your plans for November? Like, where do you typically stay? What are your you know, things to do?
Boys trip in November. Just a quick weekend because it's the college football season. So don't
I was like, how do you do that during college football season?
It's just we're just going to do it. So But let me tell you, when you work two shows a day, you get worn out, you know, and it's just like, yeah. Man, I need something to kind of break it up. And like I said, my favorite thing to do is to go to a Disney park. So going to go to Orlando, me and my best friend, Bobby. And if you listen to Full Ride, Rick says he's not real. He is. He's a real thing. So Bobby, my friend Scott from high school, we've known each other a long, long time. We will go down there. We'll stay off property. I think later is like an Airbnb for us for this one. We're all pass holders, so free parking, and we'll just kind of hop around, and hopefully the Skyliner's not going to have any issues then, and we can, you know, I really want to ride it. I love the shirt. I saw that. And Bobby actually was there this weekend. His brother just got married, and he was there the night that it all happened. He wasn't stuck on it or anything, but he was there, and luckily he was able to ride it beforehand. But, yeah, we're going to go do a little guys trip and hang out for the weekend, get in on Thursday and leave on Sunday and do all four parks and just have fun. It's so when we go with the guys, it's so great. And people look at you like Rick Neuheisel cannot grasp this thought of not taking children. He thinks it's like so weird and odd that you're like the thought of a boys trip to Disney World is the weirdest thing in the world to him. He can't comprehend it. But we love it. It's our happy place. We have so much fun there. And we're not even the guys that have to go to Epcot and get wasted. We just like to go and hang out and go to the Magic Kingdom. And I mean, sure, we'll have a beer in Epcot,
yeah.
and, you know, but we're not huge drinkers. And just have a blast. Like, just do what we love. And to me, then at that point, when I'm done, it'll be close to the end of the season, be close to Thanksgiving and getting ready to go to Army, Navy and probably go back in January and have a nice end of the season cap. And that time, take my family. But yeah, like, and people were like, why wouldn't you go with your family during the football season? I said, this is my stressful time. I don't want to do that. I want to hang out with my friends during the football season at Disney World.
I get it, man. Because trust me, I've grown up with my family at Walt Disney World. And people, you know, people back home say, oh, man, you know, everything's perfect when you go down there. And you know what? Because my wife's a teacher, too. So we both taught sixth grade together, and she still teaches, and I do this. And so we had summers off, you know, forever, for 17 years when we both taught. And so we go down for maybe 10 days in the summer. And I'm telling you, when you have like a 7 or 8 year old girl, you know, and the other one's 11 years older, so she'd be, you know, 17 or 18, wanting to do her own thing. It gets stressful even at the happiest place on earth. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah,
I get what you're saying about going down with the buddies. Man, it sounds like a good time.
Well, we went in April. I actually, the weekend of the NFL draft, I did a show with Rick at Margaritaville in Nashville. Nashville was insane. Like, it was so packed. It was so crazy. I think there was 250,000 people that first Thursday night.
Yeah, crazy.
And so we did a show for Margaritaville. And so we were on through the entire first round doing the whole live pick thing. It was me, Danny Cannell, Rick Neuheisel, Chris Doering, and Mark Dominic, who was the Buccaneers GM. So we do the show. We get off the air at 11. And then I was like, what do? I'm just going to go right to the airport. I had a flight at 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm getting out of this town. It's too insane for the draft. I did my thing. I met my requirements. And Braden can do the next night. And I'm going to Disney World. So we had a great time. We did another thing. We went off property. And, you know, we did some attractions. We'd go to the Polynesian, get ourselves a nice tiki, 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 tiki room.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out a little bit, take the boat back, you know, go on Space Mountain. I mean, it was fantastic. So we just kind of lounge and, you know, wake up in the morning, get a nice Tonga toast, and, you know, just have a good day. So it's fun going with your buddies, man. It's the best. Like, it's a great, like, if you all love Disney, then why would you not go on a guy's trip to Disney World?
100%. I do that every year, at least a couple times, but I do it for the I do the Run Disney races. And so nice. We'll run, you know, Marathon Weekend in January.
Need to do that.
Oh, you should, man. I do the Dopey Challenge every year. Let's go. 48.6.
I'm trying to get into it. I was like looking at some stuff. I have gone up 100 pounds in two and a half years. I'm not kidding. Like, it's just, I'm a complete jiggly disgrace of a human being. So training for medals, Disney medals, would actually motivate me. So I'm totally in.
Let me just tell you, I dropped 70 pounds because I wanted Disney medals. So there you go.
Yeah. I got my first taste at D23 Expo. I did the virtual half marathon, the Black Panther. It's hanging on my wall right now. How cool are those? I mean, so I'm like, okay, Star Wars is coming up. I want that. That one looks really cool. So I'm totally motivated by the Disney medals. I'm totally into it. That can motivate me to lose weight.
Oh, man. We have a running squad associated with our podcast, 1,800 listeners on the running team. And we get together for the races, and so many stories of just folks that, you know, they hadn't been able to walk to the mailbox. And now they're running, you know, half marathons, full marathons. So good luck.
Fantastic.
I'd love to cross that line with you, buddy. That'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Definitely. So let me know. All right, so another thing you guys do on your show that I love is, like, the, you know, the one good thing from the weekend. You know, stuff that's happening in college football, maybe folks don't hear about, but, you know, it's something good for the sport. If you had to take that and kind of transfer that over to something Disney's doing, like one good thing, what would you say? Like, what sticks out to you? Like, what's one maybe under-the-radar thing that Disney does well?
Oh, man. They make me really happy every single day. I don't know if that's an
no, that makes
thing,
sense. Me too.
They keep me addicted to this on a constant basis. They keep my wallet constantly open. I'm the kind of guy that when I'm in the middle of a week, I'll go to the Disney store just because I got to just be there and hear the music and buy stuff and all of that, which is amazing because they have like the parks clearance, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. So I always take advantage of that once a week. And I know when the truck comes and they know me by name. It's my cheers. Like, I'm like Norm when I walk in to the Disney store in Nashville. But I think it's that kind of stuff. I think it's the way that they keep these parks fresh. There's always something to get excited about. That's what I know. And like, I know a lot of people are upset about Epcot and the whole thing, and I get it. I have a friend who's like really up in arms about the whole thing, who's a fan of yours, by the way. So
He's
there he is. There's Dan. He just commented.
Shout
Hi,
out Dan.
Dan. That's
hey,
it.
Dan. Hey, Dan.
So he's all upset about it. He's all mad. But I'm really fired up as a DCA fan about the Avengers stuff that's coming. Anytime you walk around DCA now, it's a Stark Industries on the wall. And that gets me so pumped. So that whole thing looks like it's going to be incredible. So I just love the way they keep just introducing new things. I am stoked about the Mary Poppins stuff that's coming to Epcot. So Dan can complain all he wants, but I am fired up about England and Mary Poppins. And it was awesome. So I went to the parks panel at D23 and I was just fired up by a lot of the stuff. So I think that's one of the cool things is just the way they keep giving us all these different things constantly, get excited about. How about the movies this year? I mean, it was one after the next where, you know, I was dropping, gosh, $100 every time I was in the theater on candy and tickets and popcorn. But there was so many great movies with The Lion King and Aladdin, and it seemed like it was just one after the next after the next. Maleficent's coming up. So that's what I love. We love it. We are addicted to it, and they keep delivering on all these different things to keep us excited and to keep the junkies happy. So I think that's my favorite thing.
Well, I think you make a good point, though. It's entertainment. It's what makes you happy. And I'm sure that you hear in your life, as I have, you know, for the last 15 years, as I've been into going to the Disney destinations, like, oh, man, you're going there again. You could be going to Hawaii. Or you could go to, you know, Paris. You know, you're going on Disney cruise again. Why don't you go on, you know, like a celebrity or something? But it's what makes me happy, and it's what makes my family happy. And I think that's a good point. I mean, like you said, with the golf analogy, that you know, maybe some guys are spending other money on beer or golf or whatever. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to a place like Disney and just making those memories with the people you like. You know, it's a good
thing. Well, that's it. And what am I going to do at those other places? I've been to other places. There's nothing to do. It's the same as where I live. It's the same stuff. There's a Target. There's a Walmart. There's golf, but there's nothing else. I mean, Disney has all the things that I like. I can go on Space Mountain, okay? Mm-hmm. I can go on Splash Mountain, which I love so much. It's one of my favorite attractions, which I wish I could have put that on my top five. Now I have regrets.
We just need to have like three mountains is what it is.
I know. Like, just put the mountains all together. Big Thunder works too. I love that. Mine Train, like all those different things. I can go escape into the journey of my imagination with Figment if I wanted to. I can't do that if I go to London now, can I? So why would I go there? The things that I love are right there. It's easy. It's a cheap flight. I can get there, you know, and I can do all the things that I love. Why would I go somewhere else? I'm with you, but people don't get it. My wife, for one, really.
She does. See, my wife's supportive.
Doesn't understand it, but whatever.
My wife won't listen. She's never listened to an episode of the podcast other than like when I make her, you know, I'm like, you got to hear this episode in the car. You know, like we'll be on a road trip to Mizzou or something. And, you know, she hates it, but she tolerates me. But it's one of those things. She likes being there. She likes the vacation. She likes, you know, staying at the beach club, or she likes staying at Pop Century, but she doesn't, you know, she isn't going to read a forum or listen to a podcast. But I think everybody likes it once you're there. Maybe.
Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so,
and
too.
And if you don't, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Like, Rick Neuheisel. Like, it's sad that I'm forced to work 15 hours a week with a guy who does not like Disney parks.
Well, he's from...
Can you imagine?
But he's from California. I mean, like...
And he never went.
It should be in his blood.
He would only go with his kids when they were young because that's all it makes sense to him as.
I'm surprised he didn't get like...
He's an odd person.
But I mean, he's great. I love the guy. I think
he has a black heart.
Awesome.
Dude, I love him too.
He's got a black heart. I love the guy. But you know, I thought he'd have, you know, had a parade down Main Street at Disneyland by now, you know, something like
you
that.
You would hope.
I would think. Anyway, that's fun.
What a waste.
So before we get out of here, I want to ask you about going down with your family when you do. So, you know, I've had some of my greatest memories with my kids and my wife down there, just unexpected things. So do you have any, like, memories that stick out as far as, you know, like seeing your daughter do something? I mean, I know how dads and daughters are at Walt Disney World, you know, maybe a princess meet and greet, you know, kind of thing, or just her favorite attraction. You know, what sticks out to you?
I mean, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique for the first time is pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure most dads have that, right? And you get the castle picture and the whole thing, and... when my daughter wanted to go as Belle, that was my favorite. She's had some weird ones since, some like just the pink hair streak thing. And I'm like, what are you doing? But the Belle classic, perfect. That's one of my favorites. She likes anything princess. So her eyes light up if she sees Belle or, Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, especially the classic ones. But she gets really excited about Aurora, when she encounters her. So those are the things I would say with my family. Anything princess related, and I love the princesses too. Belle is my favorite character of all, so we have that in common. And not in a creepy, weird way. I just love Belle. I mean, Belle's amazing. She's, you know, smart and intelligent and courageous and fierce and all those wonderful things. So we have that in common, so we share that together. But yeah, the Bippity Bobbidi Boutique, and to see the excitement when you're all made up as a princess and they crown you, and that's a pretty cool thing as a dad to see.
Yeah, my daughter Mallory's done Bibbidi Bobbidi probably two or three times, and I remember as a dad, you cry twice. You cry once when you see her, you know, when they let her get the reveal with the mirror, you know, they flip her around and she's all excited. You're crying because your daughter's all excited, but then when they hand you the bill too, you cry.
Well, you do actually, yes.
That
you cry more tears the second time.
Just say it.
Than it's the, like, first time, yes.
Well, it's a good thing they made me so happy. here's my magic band.
If they want to like tap it with a dinner at Cinderella's royal table that night,
yes.
Then we're crying.
Yeah, definitely.
Time.
Yeah, we head to Norway. It's a little cheaper.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well,
slightly, okay. not a lot, but you know,
half tier.
Exactly.
Half tier.
It. All right, one last thing before we get out of here. Let me ask you about this. So I was down. The reason I went down last week was for the final Illuminations and the first Epcot Forever fireworks show at Epcot. A lot of changes happening at Epcot over there. So, like, what are your feelings on, like, nighttime spectaculars? Were you an Illuminations guy? Are you glad to see it go and get replaced? How do you feel about that kind of stuff?
I personally don't care. That's when I go on rides. Honestly, whenever anything like that, like a fireworks display or a night light shows, I mean, once in a while, like, I'll go and I'll enjoy a Fantasmic or whatever here and there. But I typically, when people are all gathered somewhere, that's what I'm running to get on Big Thunder Mountain and running to get on Splash or whatever I can get on. So the show is great. I was sad. I did live stream it when you were there the last night. I did live stream it. It was an awesome show. I have seen the new one a little bit online, and it looks okay. Mm-hmm. From what I could see, the last one seemed a little bit more like emotional heartstring tugging kind of a thing.
It's made for Disney fans like us. And it's a lot better in person than on the stream, too. You got to really be. It looked kind of small as far as video streams.
Gotcha. Okay. But yeah, that's typically when I would be running to get on Soarin' or something like that.
That's what my co-host does too, and she doesn't have a heart either, so that's interesting.
No, I love.
I'm just messing with you.
Time in a day, man. I got to maximize.
But I mean, like when Happily Ever After is going on, that's when you have to, you know, it's like.
I'll stop. I mean, I'm not a complete cold-hearted jerk. I mean.
Just how dare you? A little new Hazel in you. All right. No, that, well, hey, this has been a lot of fun, and you are definitely truly a Disney fan, and I love it because, you know, I have the passion for college football and Disney, as you do. So how can people check out what you do besides Disney Dreaming in the commercial breaks? Where can they hear your stuff talking college football?
ESPNU Radio on Sirius XM Channel 84. That is from 10 to 1 Eastern. And then SEC channel, Sirius XM, SEC Radio, channel 374. That's from 3 to 6 Eastern time.
So let me ask you this. We got a question real quick.
Yeah.
Skyliner, real quick before we get out of here, because one of our listeners wants to know, you excited to ride it or are you nervous?
Oh, I'm super excited. Me too. I don't care. That's fine.
It's awesome. Well, Chris, thank you.
I'm going on Skyliner for sure.
I'm just telling you, I got from the studios. From the Fantasmic Theater, which you know what a nightmare it is to get out of that place after the show, back to Pop Century in 25 minutes. The bus wouldn't even have been.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
No, that's fantastic. Did you see what those people got too that were stuck?
I know.
They got free park hoppers. They got. I mean, come on. I'd get stuck for a $100, $200 gift certificate. What are we talking about?
You know what? I heard folks got a lot more than that. The ones that were stuck for 3 hours, they got more than park hoppers. Let me just tell you.
Good. Give me into Club 33, and then we're cool.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to be hitting the emergency stop next time I'm there and just hang out for a while. I'm fine. I'm at Walt Disney World. You know, I can kill some time up there and meet.
Yeah, I'm fine too.
All right, real quick.
If I got like one of the cool Haunted Mansion Skyliner things, that'd be really cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, seriously, the seventh time I said this last question. But your favorite conference in college football, because we got all the Big Ten cheers going on in the chat. I'm an SEC guy, always have been. Best conference, right? Has to be. Come on.
The SEC.
Yeah, thank you. That's the correct answer. Yes. All right. Well, Chris, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. I'll be tuning in every day over on Full Ride. Tell Coach Neuheisel to get to a Disney destination, man. He's got to do it.
I've tried. He's got no soul.
All right. Thanks so much, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right. See you, man.
Again, a huge thank you to Chris Childers from ESPNU Radio, Sirius XM 84 on your dial for joining us to talk some Disney today. As always, here on a Monday, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They have the tools you need to plan the best Disney vacation. They'll tell you the optimal way to see the attractions with the least amount of wait. And also, when you get that, you know, wait time down, you're saving time in the parks each day. You can save up to 4 hours each day. And with that time, you know, you can go have a nice meal, maybe go back to the resort and have a swim and just have a better vacation. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here over on the BR Guest Podcast. They're over at touringplans.com. Don't forget today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you do that online shopping, please click through our link and support the show, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And at Be Our Guest Pod. We've got an awesome Facebook page at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. Join over 9,000 crazy Disney fans talking Disney all day, every day. All right, we're going to get out of here and let's get on with your Monday. Thank you so much for checking in. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Chris, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. It's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.